This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Sounds like a school bus backing up, but it's not. It's a tiny owl, the northern saw-whet owl, and it's a lot more common than bird surveys suggest. Small birds, active and vocal only at night, are not easy to survey. Also, as a favorite meal of the much larger barred owl, their survival depends on keeping a low profile, usually under cover of dense conifers. As for the name saw-whet, their repeated toots reminded an earlier generation of the sounds of sawteeth being sharpened on a whetstone or grinding wheel. Weighing in at about 3 ounces, these small owls with big eyes and seemingly tame demeanor have captivated people lucky enough for a saw-whet encounter. Not a lot is known about these most charismatic and mysterious owls, despite over 100 banding stations set up nationwide to track their movements. Biologists broadcast a male's toots to lure migrating birds into the delicate netting. The owls are extracted with care, their age and sex determined, and feather-light bands placed on their legs. Results confirm that, unlike most owl species, the northern saw-whet is highly migratory. Most head south through New Hampshire in October towards winter residencies as far south as Virginia and perhaps beyond. As for New Hampshire's wintering saw-whet population, we don't know how many are Canadian natives that push south for the winter or New Hampshire natives that stay put year-round. Persistent snow cover makes catching mice, their preferred prey, a real challenge. But when they succeed, a single mouse can provide more than one meal for these captivating sprites of the forest. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.